Right, a bit after 8:30 p.m. and it's Mayo 119, Roscommon 14 points. Nice, juicy 8-point win over the Rossies, which puts us top of the table for tonight at least, and really in good shape in this National Football League Division 1 of 2017. That was an easy win. That was a very, very easy win. I mean, the Rossies are a very different animal compared to 12 months ago. You know, I mean, when they gave it everything in the league last year, they weren't giving it everything tonight. Anyways, they were going through the motions, and it's going to be difficult to see how they'll survive in Division 1 the way they're going. They've lost three games now. They've Dublin and Kerry still to come. The only match where they probably, you'd really fancy them to win would be against Cavan, and would you even fancy them to win that one? So I think they're in a bit of bother. We're going well. We're going very, very well, and we won this game really before half time. We started off on top in terms of possession, but a bit nervous in front of the post. We snatched at a few chances. Evan Regan missed one or two, I think. Conor Shea missed one or two. And then up the other end, Roscommon got 3 points from the first three attacks. They were 3-1 up at that point, and looking as if you know, they were surviving on scraps, but looking as if they knew what they were about better in front of the post. But then we began to open up, and we scored, I think it was 7 or 8 points without reply. There was 6 kickouts that we won one after the other off of their kickouts, and we just tore them open in that spell. And I mean, some of the points were spectacular, and some of the balls in. I mean, Killian put an absolute killer of a ball in at one stage. Dermot did the same thing later on for scores, and it was just spectacular. Killian almost got a goal when the goalie undercooked his kickout, went straight to Killian. He tried to lob him, and it went over the bar. Dermot got a really spectacular point. He was shoulder charged, and he just stood off, and it looked like he was winded or whatever, but then he just thrashed the shot over the bar. It was an absolutely incredible score. You get the feeling that Dermot is back, and he's back 100% fit, and we haven't had that since, I don't know, this time last year, I suppose. It makes a huge, huge difference. So he played really well. I thought Jason Gibbons did well at midfield. He came in and did well there. The back line was great. Paddy Durkin had a great game. Keith Higgins had a great game. I nearly always forget to mention David Clark, but David Clark was brilliant again, because Roscommon broke through for about 2 or 3 goal chances before half time, which probably won't even merit a footnote in any reports. But he saved our bacon, I'd say, 4 goal chances, clear goal chances today. The guy's just absolutely phenomenal. Colin Boyle went off on a fussy black card after Tygo Rourke was black card as well. I thought Joe McCullum was very, very fussy in that. But from our perspective, it gave Lee Keegan a chance to come in much earlier than he probably would have done. And Lee had a great match and scored 2 points. Jason Gibbons, as I said, was good. Vaughan was good. Fergal Boland had another fantastic match. I think he scored about 2 points. He was always that little bit of magic about him. You know, he's just such a quick thinker and a quick mover. And I think he's a keeper. I have to say, I think he's here for keeps. I assume he was taken off because of the under-21 commitments. I just thought he was great. Dermot was great. Things didn't work out for Andy tonight, and the management were right. They took him off and brought on Conor Loftus just to give us a different angle of attack up front. And Conor did a lot right when he came on. Things didn't really work out for Evan Regan either, but he kept plugging away and he got pulled down for the penalty too. So, you know, you can't fault that. A lot of people say Killian O'Connor doesn't score enough. I think he got 3 or 4 from play tonight. He possibly, well, no, with the penalty it wouldn't, but he probably scored more points from play than he did from frees tonight, which would be an unusual one from Killian O'Connor. Overall, you can't but be happy with that. We had a really good spread of scorers tonight, and with a 119 score, you'd expect that. But we had a lot of different scorers tonight, and a lot of scores from play. So yeah, it was a good performance. Not a perfect performance, of course. I mean, you know, Roscommon opened us up several times, but it was an open game. This is as far from a blanket defence type game as you could expect to see. And a good result, an 8-point win, sure, who's going to complain about that? And that sets us up really well for Croke Park this day week, and that's going to be that will now be, I guess, labelled a top of the table clash between two of the top teams in the country. So that's it. Roll on for that, and now I have to hit the road and head back towards the capital to get ready for that one, I suppose. Okay, over and out.